This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And thanks for sticking it out with us tonight. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting. You know, the show originates out of California. And you know that old song, It Never Rains in Southern California? You're right, it really never rains in Southern California. And when we have rain, it just creates all kinds of havoc. So I know they always tell me, you know, Joe, don't talk about technical issues. Don't tell your listeners too much. I don't believe in that. I'm one of those guys, you know, if I got shorts on, you know, because everybody, you know, they think people are in full clothing sometimes. They're not. I know guys that do these shows in their underwear, for God's sakes, and I would tell you. But, you know, there's always a technical glitch. Something happens. A dead mic, a dead light, a dead whatever. It happens, and so be it, and life goes on, and everything's wonderful. I am Joe Messina, your host. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me and being involved. Look, help me out. Help us out. I talked about this earlier. If you're a conservative, you want to get involved in conservative causes, as well you should, right? Find our websites. Find those people that you like, that you enjoy. Listen, I've got my favorite conservatives, too, believe it or not. People that help me move along in my career. People that encourage me to keep going at times when I just wanted to give up. Because I get discouraged. Again, please, don't take this the wrong way. I get discouraged with you guys, too. When there's a call to action to help somebody out, and I don't see a whole bunch of people show up, it is frustrating as heck. We talk about how much we care about the cause, how much we care about what's going on. And if you do, you sacrifice. You know, I've had people say to me, Joe, you know, come on, we've all heard it. Look, can we be honest? I wish I could do the Joan Rivers thing. I can't do her her voice. But what was it? Can we talk here? Remember that one? And so Joan Rivers, you know, the thing is, if you truly, don't just be a, what do they call it, Facebook warrior, right? If you truly believe in what's going on, you truly believe in what I have to sell, again, what Dr. Gina has to sell, what Evan Sayed has to sell, and you know, I'm not talking about merchandise, right? Do I have to get down to that level? As Mr. Hausman tells me all the time, he doesn't want me to get granular. Hates when I get granular. But sometimes you do, because you guys don't pick up on it. Right, so again, whether it's Dr. Gina, whether it's Evan Sayed, Evan's got a great book. If you're a reader, it's called The Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks. And I always joke with him, I go, but they don't. I mean, how could you name it as a subtitle like that? They don't. So buy his book. It's not expensive. And frankly, some of you have written me, I'd love to get your book, Joe, but I don't have enough money. Look it. If it's that tough for you, I'm not kidding you. If it's that tough for you, I'm not the federal government. I'm not printing money over here. But if you really honestly want the book that bad, all right, send me an email. joe@therealside.com. We are not, as conservatives, we should not be without compassion for people. I know El Presidente would like us to believe that, would love us to believe that everything's okay. We're on the right track now. Yes. Please take the red pill. Okay? I know he'd like you to believe that, but we're not. Our brothers and sisters are still, there's plenty of our brothers and sisters that are still hurting. And it wouldn't hurt us to help them out a little bit here and there. And I'm not even talking about, guys, I'm not even talking about you feeding them or paying their electric bill or anything like that. How about this? You know, you got people out there that are honestly, you know who's out there, honestly trying to get a job, honestly moving around, you know, going out to interviews and such. Fill their tank. How's that? Just fill their tank for them. One time. You don't know how much that would mean to somebody who's trying to figure out how to get to the next job interview. And they have to eat, too. You don't want to fill their tank? I don't know. Go buy a $20 gift certificate, what are those things? Gift card to McDonald's, Burger King's, Carl's Jr., whatever. So they can grab a quick sandwich. Or if you're from my part of the world, it's sandwich. I'm not trying to. If you think somebody's too lazy and you don't want to help them out, and you don't think they deserve anything like that, then don't get it for them. But please don't allow the other side to keep talking. I know this is not what I was starting with. But don't allow the other side to paint this picture that we're heartless, that we're cruel, that we don't care. You know, I heard a fool, and I do mean a fool, on the radio today, talking about, this was great. They were talking about how Christians are not doing the Christ-like thing by not allowing refugees in the country because Jesus said that by entertaining strangers, we could be entertaining angels from heaven. Yeah. Jesus also said, render unto Caesar what is his, what is Caesar's, right? You know what that means? That means follow the law. You know what the law is about? Jesus has never told you. You can't find a scripture where Jesus says, please break the law on a regular basis. He doesn't do that. Because if you believe that, I knew I was going to run out of time. Not to get too religious on you, but if you believe, truly believe, that God wants the refugees here, then you pray for guidance. God will open up the doors. God will get the legislators off their butt to do something. You can't do anything more than God can. And if you believe that, I want to watch you try, because it'll be a great comedy. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Be back in a minute. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Please answer the question.
This is my music. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. What was it? Give me 3 steps. I probably need about 5. No, I'm probably about 8 at my age. And my size? All right, 15. Give me a 15-step head start before you come after me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, up on Facebook, and however way you communicate with the show. I know there's a whole bunch of other shows you could be dealing with, but you're listening to this one. And I know your time is precious, right? I mean, seriously. There's a lot of you, really, that are probably suffering through the first year of a death in your family, right? I mean, the first Christmas without Aunt Mary around or Cousin Tom or your dad or your mother or what have you. So my heart goes out to you. I don't know what it's like. Honestly, I don't know what it's like, but I can only imagine. So, anyway, our hearts and prayers are with you during the holiday. It's very hard for people during the holiday season. And, you know, you not just lose a loved one. Some people, you know, they go through breakups and such. And it's tough on them. So the loving, the caring, the all-inclusive, the open left is pretty much open to anybody or anything. That's what they say, right? They're the big tent people. Now, Julia, what was her name? Loof, whatever her name was. She put out a pretty disgusting tweet the other day and implied that Trump was having sex with his daughter. Now, can you imagine if I had done something like that? If a white guy had done something like that against Obama? How do you think that would have gone over? But 21 of these whacktoy journalists, because she got fired shortly after she put the tweet out. If I was her boss, I would have fired her 10 seconds after I saw the tweet. I would have called her, and I wouldn't even have told her to take it back. I would have just said, you're gone. You're done. Because for you to think like that or to even imagine that something like that's okay, you're done. I don't want you on my staff. 21 journalists who have spoken out in defense of Julia Loff after her awful incest tweet. As we told you last night, Chris Hayes quickly came to the defense of Julia Loff after her awful tweet suggesting Donald Trump was in an incestual relationship with his daughter, Ivanka. Now, Hayes was not alone in his praise. 21 journalists tweeted their support for her. She was a political writer, in case you weren't aware and didn't know. She, Mark Joseph Stern, I don't know what papers these people, I think it's out of Washington, so you can figure it out. Mark Joseph Stern tweeted out the preening sycophants at Politico who fired that, see, shows you that they have to sound quite educated. They have to use words I can't spell. Who fired Julia for making a lewd comment about our sexual predator president, elect, disgust me. Sexual predator president. They're a bunch of liars. Do you see what they do? But we've done this, people. We've allowed them to set the tone. We allow them to lay down the foundation. We need to push back. We need to fight back. You have to... You have got to make noise and not allow them to do this. Now, here's the funny thing about it. Mr. Clinton paid $850,000 to make one of his sexual escapades go away. We don't talk about him being a sexual predator, right? Julia herself. Later on, and she might have been forced to do this, but I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt that she smacked herself in the handgun. Oh, that was stupid. It was a tasteless, offensive tweet that I regret and have deleted. I am truly and deeply sorry, and it won't happen again. Well, too late, lady. It's already out there. That's one bad thing about the interweb. You're done. Ben Burkon says, Julia, screw that. Keep tweeting your mind, Julia. Don't stop. Elizabeth Nolan Brown says, anyway, excited to read that Julia will soon be at the Atlantic. So see, this is what I'm saying. If you've got, now the Atlantic is also a paper published magazine or reading, magazine. So don't buy it. Cancel your subscription. You conservatives, cancel your subscription. Chris Geldner says, I somehow missed this absolute ridiculousness today. Following Julia, and let's make sure that she's working to keep us all informed, right? Because you want to talk about fake? You want to talk about things that don't make any sense? See, they're up in arms about the DNC emails being released that told the truth on how they felt, how the DNC feels about the average working person. But somehow, this Julia... She tweets out something that is a total lie, a total fabrication, and they're standing behind her. They're calling it ridiculous that she was fired over it. And they want to keep being informed with this ridiculousness and stupidness. Julia Reese from another publication says, no, you did a good thing, kid. Another writer says, all my solidarity with Julia. One of the best journalists I know.
Well,
I should tell you volumes. Zero need to apologize. They're pathetic over there at Politico. We're with you. These are the loons on the left. These are the people that are voting. These are the people that are calling for Trump to step down and resign. Do you guys understand that at some point in time, this divide between the left and the right, between, and I'm going to say it, between good and bad. Does that mean that I think all Republicans are good? No. Does that mean I think all conservatives are good? No. Do I think all Jews are good? No. Do I think all Christians are good? No. Do I think all Buddhists are good? No. But there is a definite divide here. When you think it's okay to tweet a lie, and a lie that's vile, that's that nasty, and you get behind someone like that, you're as sick as they are. All right? You're as sick as they are. And you're the same people that would cry foul. I bet you if I put out a tweet that Mrs. Clinton was a conspiracy, or what do they call it when you help somebody rob a bank, right? You're an accessory to, right? What if I put out a tweet that said that Mrs. Clinton, by definition, by what you people are writing, but by definition, Mrs. Clinton is an accessory to sexual assault, an accessory to rape. How would you like that? Because by belittling the victims of Mr. Clinton, isn't she an accessory? Isn't she trying to help hide his transgressions, his sins, his whatever you want to call them? Yeah. Anyhow, if this is acceptable, and you belong to the party in the group that says this is acceptable, I've got about 6 or 7 psychiatrists that I'm going to list up on the website you need to go see immediately, if not sooner, because you're a danger to yourself and the community. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side of GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Member at Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Thank you.
Music is a world within. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. Oh, it'd be nice if I turned that on, huh? 855-732-5563. It's Real Joe. Figure it out. Look at your phone. I'm doing the best I can with what I got. And as some of you know, I don't have much. That's all I'm going to say. You take it from there. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I honestly do appreciate the time that you're spending with me here on the air, on your sitting around at night. Just listen. Oh, man, really? Yeah, I guess you probably have some other things to do, and you're listening to me while you're doing those other things, right? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, a lot of crazy stuff going on. And it's a smorgasbord of stories, like I said I was going to do earlier. So, D.C. school spokeswoman, she issues a call to get rid of white men. Yes, that's right. Get rid of white men. So, Washington, D.C., the spokeswoman for the District of Columbia Public Schools, she announced on her personal social media page that she'd like to abolish all the white men, then sort of apologized. D.C. Public Schools spokeswoman Hillary Tone linked to a news story on Twitter Tuesday about President-elect Donald Trump's choice of former Texas Governor Rick Perry to head the Department of Energy. With the headline, Rick Perry chosen to run agency he once threatened to abolish. I don't know what the problem is with that. I'm good. Yeah. In this case, he said, I'd like to be the Secretary of White Men. That's what she tweeted, or he tweeted. She also took to Facebook. If wanting to get rid of something qualifies you to run it, she posted, I would like to be the Secretary of White Men, the Washington Times points out. Tone's Twitter post was favorited by the district's chief of school turnaround and performance. What? God. See, I write worse than this and they won't take me. The Washington Times points out Tone's, it's not the tone of speech, it's the person's name, the Twitter post was favorited by the district's chief of school turnaround and performance. That's a real title. Okay. I've been waiting for this all day, Tone responded. Tone, whose Twitter bio states that her views do not represent the schools of the district, deleted her initial Twitter post and sent her social media accounts to private. See, these cowards do this all the time. Have you ever noticed that? That's why I call them their Facebook warriors. And I make fun of some of you conservatives who are Facebook warriors, if you would. You'll hop on Facebook, you get the sword out, you start cutting everybody up, and the minute that comes back on you, all of a sudden you shut it down, you can't get in, we can't see you, we can't find you, we can't even find the remnants of your post. When did that become okay? Right? So her internet, one of the comments is, "Hey, internet, upon reading my mentions, it occurs to me that my tweet about white men earlier today was in poor taste," she wrote. Well, who was she apologizing to, the internet as a whole? The news site attempted to contact the district to determine whether the tone faces disciplinary action or not. All right? Instead, she issued this lame prepared statement. You ready for this? Social media posts were, she says, sad on an employee's personal social media account and do not reflect the views of the D.C. Public Schools, which prides itself on being an inclusive organization, except for conservatives, old white guys, and Republicans. I've added that. Regardless of race, ethnic background, religion, sex, language, family's income level. Well, is that a new class? Family income level? I'm always behind the times. Or immigration status, the statement read. Tone's LinkedIn profile shows that she worked for DCPS since May 2015 after a stint as a visiting fellow at the Education Pioneers, an organization that's on the mission to improve K-12 education for all students. You want to improve K-12 education for all students? Here's how you do this. It isn't that hard. No joke. I'm not making fun. It isn't that hard. Open it up to vouchers and charter schools. It's that easy. Give parents the ability to choose and watch what happens. Every place that has taken place, I'm talking Miami, Washington, D.C., there are major mega Dem areas that when they go to charter schools, Washington, D.C., Michelle Reed did a fantastic job in Washington, D.C. before Mr. Obama got in. And she brought the voucher system. She brought charter schools. There were actually, at one point in time, there were more charter schools in D.C. than there were public schools. Now, in D.C., and I don't have all the numbers in front of me. I'm talking, you know, we do these stories all the time, so I know some of them pretty good. In D.C., the kids were getting a better education. Graduation rates were up among the charter schools and some of the private schools because the voucher system they gave them allowed them to go to charter school. I mean, private schools as well. So Mr. Obama came in, and as you know, there's a group of Congress that controlled D.C., and they came in and said, you can't do this. I mean, basically what they said is, you can't do stuff that helps lower privileged kids, lower socioeconomic class kids. If you're making advances and it's not just purely public school education, then we need to put more money into the public schools. We need to do something better with the public schools. No, you've had hundreds of years to do something with the public schools. We are teaching our kids today, all right, maybe we have iPads and stuff like that, but the basic education, we're teaching the same way we did 100 years ago. And we had to light candles to read books. It's got to change. Now, in Florida, especially in Miami, when Jeb Bush decided to allow the voucher systems and everything else, you know, allow parent choice for all intents and purposes, guess what happened? Right? Graduation rates went up, and graduation rates and test scores went up in the public schools. Now, I'd like to say, I have no proof. I've done no study. I've not been able to get one of those $4 or $5 or $6 million grants that they get to do stress tests on shrimps. I haven't been able to get a grant to do a study on this. But I would have ventured to say that when the public schools saw what was happening with the charter and the private schools and the voucher system, and they saw that they were losing students because parents now had choice, they kicked things into high gear, which I've always said, money doesn't make things better when it comes to education. And for you black families, for the black community, I don't understand you people. I really don't. You get screwed the most when it comes to education. You take the biggest beating when it comes to the education system. You look at Chicago. Teachers union has total control of the Chicago school districts or school systems. Those teachers constantly get raises. They're among some of the best paid teachers in the country. In some cases, those teachers are making two and three times as much money as the parents of the students they're teaching, and they've got some of the worst test scores in the country. So don't tell me money does it. Right? I use this not to beat on New Jersey, but beat on our friends in New Jersey, because I don't mean to do that. But in the school district that I'm in, we get like $6,000 a child or $6,500 a child a year. We have some of the best, and not because I'm there, right? Been a group effort over the years and years and years and years and years. We have some of the best schools in the state of California. Our kids do very well. And they move on to go to very good schools, very good colleges. New Jersey spends $27,000 and change per child. Okay? They've got some of the worst schools in the country. I'm sorry, how does the money thing work again? Unless you could, we just had this conversation the other night. I had a conversation with some teachers and others. We come from different sides of the aisle. We were able to have an open, honest conversation around how do you hold teachers accountable? The education community as a whole doesn't want to do that, doesn't think it's the right thing to do, thinks it's almost impossible to do because there's too many variables in the classroom, from socioeconomics to, you know, different times of year where you have to teach differently. There's too much going on to hold them accountable for anything. I don't buy that. I think if you lock a dozen teachers in a room, well, actually, you probably have to lock 2 or 3 dozen teachers in a room from all across the country to sit in a room with some administrators and some businessmen and don't come out till you have a solution for this. That's where my head would be at. I don't know how it got down this road. But we do have to, you know, we're so concerned about the immigration system, and then we're throwing these kids into our schools that already have problems, already have deficiencies, already can't keep up. How about we fix our education system first? How about we do that? I don't know how I did that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far. I got a lot more I'm going to throw at you after the break.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Dr. Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite.
These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I don't know. No comment.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, there's just so much. I've got about 26 stories in front of me. Chances are I'm not going to get through them. It is the last segment. But somebody's just so crazy. You sit here and scratch your head and say, I don't care where you are on the social scale of what you believe. You've got to scratch your head and somebody's going, oh my God, what are these people thinking? So four University of Minnesota football players were suspended for several games early this season following allegations of sexual assault. However, the quartet was never arrested. The prosecutors ended up declining to press charges after reviewing the evidence. So the police, the state, the courts decided there's nothing there. Right? But it hasn't stopped university. The Office of Equal Opportunity and Affirmative Action from imposing its own sanctions. They have suspended these four and six other players. It seems like the university is making use of a Federal Department of Education guidelines issued to universities 5 years ago, which ordered them to utilize a much lower standard of evidence in cases like this one, or lose federal funding. But here's the thing. The Supreme Court ruled quite some time ago that the federal government could not threaten schools, education, well, anybody for that matter, with money, with loss of grants, that kind of thing, if they didn't do certain things. You either do this or else, unless it's written into the law. Well, this is not written into the law. University announced the suspension Tuesday morning without offering justification. I'm sorry. That's okay, how? No justification, no reason. They've been cleared by the police. But the university has decided they know better than the police. School officials are remaining silent. Right? Yesterday, the president, Eric Kaler, cited student privacy rights. Kaler added that he, listen, if I was those six students or eight students, how many total it ended up being, and it was, they said that there was four and then six others, so that makes 10 on my fingers and toes. I think that if I was the 10 of them, I'd have a press conference and say, look, we are inviting the president of the college, the people that suspended us, we're waiving our rights. Come on up here. And tell people why you're suspending us. See, I'm a believer in shining the light on things. I'm a believer that put it out there, let them defend themselves. Because most of the time, these whack toys can't do it. I don't know where they come up with this stuff. I want to scare you for a minute. You think Halloween is scary? Think about this. This is a bunch of people, educators, educated people, some people with PhDs, sitting in a room, actually discussing this for a period of time, and still deciding that these players are guilty, even though they were found, they weren't prosecuted because there was no real evidence. Do you not think that a prosecutor would love to have enough evidence to convict four young men accused of rape? Lee Hutton, an attorney representing several of the players, said that the suspension stemmed from an internal university investigation into the same September incident. Well, this happened in a dinky town apartment early hours after the team's season opening victory over Oregon State. Hutton was still gathering details Tuesday night, but said that some of his clients could be facing expulsion, with others facing a one-year team suspension and possibly probation. Even though the police refused to prosecute. The EOAA makes punishment recommendations to the university, and individuals are allowed to appeal. Hutton said all of his clients will appeal, but it's unclear if they're receiving a hearing before the Holiday Bowl. He said, I'm ticketed. I plan on exposing the office of the EOAA for these unfounded conclusions, Hutton said. I was going to wait until after the new year to bring the lawsuit on behalf of my clients. He said, but we just decided to accelerate the process. Make them come to the table. They got way too much power. They can get away with way too much. He went on to say, it's just been a total shock. He said, it's almost like I'm in the movies or the Twilight Zone. The police have cleared you and found that you were telling the truth. The prosecutor's office have cleared you and found you were telling the truth. The judge has cleared you. And the school has decided they know better. See, this is, we've lost total sensibility when it comes to the law. The reason people used to come here to this country, one of the reasons big organizations weren't afraid to do business here was because of the rule of law. The law applied to everyone equally. There wasn't double, triple, quadruple jeopardy, as they, you know, double jeopardy, as they call it. You can't be tried twice for the same crime. These kids, these young men, were found innocent. Okay, well, there wasn't enough evidence, which means there was nothing for the prosecutor to really go on. So, again, is an allegation, should it make them guilty? So the allegation in and of itself bring on a suspension on these football games? I think they're owed an apology. Now, they don't want one. Some people are moving on, like, okay, it's done, it's finished. Let's just move along. Buford Senior confirmed information contained in the EEOA letter sent to his son which states he was responsible for the harm to a person, sexual misconduct, violation of university rules relating to sexual harassment, and persistent violations of the code. It noted that Buford could accept expulsion to resolve the matter informally. Now, law enforcement were able to match a video of the incident filmed by one of the players, but one investigator concluding the alleged victim appeared lucid, alert, and somewhat playful, and fully conscious. She did not appear to be objecting to anything. She does not appear to be upset by the sexual activity, and she does not indicate that she wants it to stop. And the sexual conduct appears entirely consensual. You know what happened? She found out about the tape, went, oh my God. My parents this, my parents that, people this, people that. See, I don't understand this. It's really funny how the people on the left are always screaming, you know, we have no right to tell two consensual or consensual adults what to do sexually, who they can have sex with, how many they can have sex with. This has always been the argument. And now you have what appears to be the same thing going on. You have regrets afterward. So you had consensual adult. Yeah, I can't get it all out. You had consensual adults doing their thing, right? When you're over 18, you're an adult. I would imagine if they were in college, they were probably adults. You had consensual adults in consensual sex or consensual sex acts, and that's bad. You're confusing me. Either we have the right to decide what we want to do sexually or we don't. And you can't decide a day or two or 3 days later that you feel bad about what you did and you want those who took advantage of you, who you openly invited, you want them to get in trouble. You want them to be brought up in charges. You want them thrown out of school. It doesn't follow any logic. It's exactly what we've been doing forever. And it doesn't follow any logic. Let me see. Can I get this last one in? Pretty short, is it? Yeah. A teacher's been fired, which is takes an act of Congress there. A teacher at a Vancouver private school claims that he was fired after his remarks about abortion in a 12th grade law class triggered a student who complained to the administrator. The unnamed 44-year-old teacher at Fraser Academy told the local news source he was attempting to explain how the law conflicts with some people and sense of morality. So it was a learning moment. Can't have that. He said that he believes that abortion is wrong, but the law is often different from our personal opinions. During a break in class, several students did not return, and one girl in the class told school officials she was triggered by the remarks and felt unsafe in the teacher's class. How do you feel unsafe when a teacher says he doesn't agree with abortion? What, are you afraid he was going to tie you down when he found out you were pregnant and wait for you to have the baby? I mean, what makes you feel unsafe? See, unsafe means you feel like somebody's going to do harm to you, bodily harm to you. It's going to injure you. What made you feel unsafe? With another teacher at her side for support, the student then confronted the offending teacher and demanded an apology. Apologize for what? For what? For stating that he had an opinion about abortion? This is what I mean. This is where we're going. This is where we're so lost. I'm Joe, I'm senior host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks for being with me. Remember, be safe coming into the weekend. Don't do anything stupid. Don't run your credit cards up. I mean, it's Christmas season. What do you want from me? Right? Because I want you back here on Monday. I don't want you crying about your money. Have a great weekend.